Unit 5.3. Exercise 3, page 134.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking with James Blunt, author of Nanotechnology, the Next Big Thing. Tell us, James, how do you think this science can affect people's lifestyles?
I believe nanotechnology will affect our lives in every way possible, including transportation, housing, consumer products, the environment, security, food and medicine.
Really? Can you explain a few of the more common effects people will notice in their daily lives?
In terms of transportation, people will see cars and planes become much safer and more efficient. Newer, lighter materials will be used in the manufacturing process that will make them stronger, yet lighter. These changes will mean less fuel will be used, while at the same time, each will be faster and easier to operate. Also, everyday consumer products such as cleaning materials will also be safer and more efficient. Self-cleaning glass and fabrics will save time and money, because people will no longer have to purchase and use chemically produced cleaning agents to clean their homes and clothing. Of course, all of these advancements would have great positive effects on the environment because we would be removing chemicals and the huge need for fossil fuels. Also, new technology would help us purify water to a state that it would be drinkable by all living things.
Those sound like great changes, James. What can you tell us about life-saving developments like food production and medical progress?
I am glad you asked. As far as food production goes, there could be huge improvements. Hunger could literally be wiped out if we used this technology to safely produce genetically engineered crops of all kinds. We could safely produce much larger, better quality wheat crops, fruits, vegetables, and animal food sources. The most exciting news, though, is in the field of medicine. We believe the greatest achievements would be seen in the areas of diagnosis and treatment. We could detect genetic disease long before any symptoms are seen or felt, and treat the disease quickly and efficiently. Drugs could be directly injected into the bloodstream, which would cause a faster, more positive result. It is hoped that many devastating illnesses and diseases would be cured, or at least controlled with these methods.
That is very exciting news, James. Thank you for sharing your insights into this topic and explaining some of the great technology that we can look forward to in the future.